Virginia. This one was born in controversy. I had been mailing ideas to myself, my business manager, John Larson, and my patent attorney, Woody Higgins. I wanted to establish dates of conception. I had been studying the deficiencies of internal combustion engines and came up with an idea I thought might be an improvement. John Larson lived in Sonoma, and I lived in San Rafael. It's about a 30-minute drive. When John got this particular idea in the mail, he drove down from Sonoma just to yell at me about it. And I don't mean figuratively. I never did understand the real reason for his outrage. I recorded several ideas this way, many of which were more speculative than my rotary engine idea. And John never even mentioned most of them. But this one genuinely freaked him out. His body posture and tone of voice became very threatening. He accused me of being a know-it-all. I never understood that either. As an inventor, my job was to know as much as possible. What's the problem? It could be that he thought I was deficient in mechanical understanding because my car broke down a lot. Maybe he didn't understand that if you spend 10 times as much on cars as someone else, your car is likely to run better, regardless of the state of everyone's mechanical knowledge. You can judge the merits of this rotary engine for yourself by going on YouTube and looking up McCoskey rotary engine. You'll see a simulation of the engine, along with some explanatory commentary. The McCoskey engine is a zero compression engine. That means it produces less energy for a given engine size than a high compression piston engine. It also means that the engine is much lighter than a high compression piston engine. The ordinary piston engine generates about 15,000 pounds of pressure. This rotary engine generates about 1,500 pounds of pressure in the combustion chamber. This rotary engine would be a lot lighter than a piston engine, cost a lot less, but produce less power. The rotary engine might be very suited for light aircraft and light low-speed land vehicles and powering generators and hand tools. The rotary engine runs on the energy that piston engines throw away. When the exhaust valve on the piston engine opens, there's still a lot of pressure in the cylinder. When the exhaust valve opens, the energy contained in the gas pressure still in the cylinder is wasted. And without a muffler, the noise is deafening. The Mikulski engine doesn't open the exhaust valve until the pressure in the combustion chamber is very close to ambient air pressure. That's why I don't think this rotary engine would need a muffler. It should be very quiet, and because most of the parts are rotary, it should produce a lot less energy-wasting vibration than a piston engine. This rotary engine does not require fuel additives. In the piston engine, the timing of ignition is very critical. If the piston has not reached top dead center when the fuel is ignited, it causes a huge waste of energy and can damage an engine. The rotary engine does not use the up and down oscillation of the piston engine, so there is no possibility of fuel ignition timing causing that kind of problem. I can't help but believe that in a society that had no intellectual property laws, questions about the economic usefulness of this rotary engine would have been resolved long ago. Far from supporting inventors and innovation, the patent and copyright laws in our Constitution have provided authoritarians with tools to control inventors and suppress innovation. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.